NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
The question of security clearly will be a factor in the presidential election, which is now upon us.
It is indeed. 2 weeks from today, the Iowa caucuses happen. We've been talking about it a long time, and now they're here. And yesterday, there was the first debate of the new year in Iowa, and in answer to that question of security as an issue, John Kerry said, bring it on. But the Democrats are definitely fighting among themselves on this issue. Wesley Clark yesterday on NBC said that Dean was, he questioned Howard Dean's national security experience and abilities. Joe Lieberman has certainly done the same thing. In the debate yesterday, Dennis Kucinich attacked from the left on that, saying that the only real answer in Iraq is to get out now and that that's the most secure thing to do. It was interesting yesterday, Bob, because it was another two-hour debate, and there's another one tomorrow on NPR. And this is a year when people cannot say that they don't know where the candidates stand on the issues if they've been paying any attention at all. Anyone who has a cable television set or a radio has been able to hear these candidates repeatedly for a good while now, and it's not just 30-second commercials which require money to buy. But I must say there are awful lot of those on the airwaves now as well. From most Americans have not really focused on the fact that this is an election year. But people in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, New Mexico have been seeing these ads as if it were tomorrow.
Howard Dean's opponents are determined to knock him from the top of the heap. Can they succeed?
And this week he's on the cover of Time and Newsweek. You know, that front runner status always comes with some a disability, because it puts you in that position of being shot at and your record being very thoroughly examined. And certainly his opponents were after him in that debate yesterday. But Dean handled it well. He didn't get mad. And he said when it got to his turn to ask the other candidates questions, instead of attacking anybody, he said, I want to know if all the candidates are going to pledge to support the Democratic nominee, and I will. And they, of course, all raised their hands, which put to rest his suggestion that maybe his voters wouldn't vote for a conventional Washington politician. But, you know, Iowa, Bob, is all about the power to surprise, and that's why people hold on there. We always talk about Jimmy Carter surprising in 76, but George H.W. Bush in 80 famously went from being an asterisk in the Iowa polls to coming in strong, so that he went into New Hampshire talking about having the big mo. And then he found himself in Iowa in 1988, losing to Pat Robertson and having to scramble to catch up in New Hampshire. So it is always the moment when politicians think this could be the place where I exceed expectations and surprise everyone.
The Democratic candidates are paying homage to former President Clinton. What role does he seem to be playing in the process?
Well, it must be very satisfying to him to have people following his playbook in many ways. And you hear Joe Lieberman talking about anger, because that's something that Clinton always talked about. People like the candidates who talk about hope and optimism, not pessimism and anger. But Howard Dean is also paying attention to Bill Clinton, even though people in the Dean campaign say Clinton is messing in against their candidate.
NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts.